morning. It's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth joins us on the phone lines on this Monday. How are we doing this morning?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well, thank you, as we're looking at a topic for today that is an important one, I think, after all these months of dealing with the situation that we have with COVID-19 and how it's altered our lives. Hoping for a little bounce back at some point, and we're going to talk about that, getting that ability to bounce back after tough times or whatever it may be. And it doesn't have to be COVID-related. It could be just other different things going on in your life, right?
Exactly. And I have noticed that callers to the office looking for information about counseling or whatever, and current clients are describing feelings and symptoms that sound a lot like depression. So to review for the listeners, you know, the kinds of things that people say when they're moving toward this is, you know, that nothing is fun. There's no joy in life. I can't get interested in anything anymore. My favorite movies, my favorite shows, nothing. They're sleeping too much, eating too little. They're not exercising and don't care. They want to care, but they don't care. There's just no motivation to get moving. And they say, you know, that they feel isolated, you know, alone. I'm here by myself, or I'm, you know, my family goes and I have to stay, kind of thing. They feel misunderstood, resentful, irritable, sad, hopeless and helpless, overwhelmed. And, you know, with all the things that are going on, it's not surprising. We are constantly hearing about what we need to do better, that things are very dangerous. And it's important to be warned. But it's also important once we've been warned to slow down that input. You know, and all the normally these things could happen. And when we, what would normally happen is we would take a break. We would go on vacation. We'd take a day off. But that's not available to us right now. So if we kind of, our life starts feeling like it's going flat, kind of like a beach ball that's losing air, you know, when it's full, it bounces back at you really quickly. But when you throw it down and it's a little low on air, it just lays there. But there is a way to bring that bounce back. One thing we need to know is that humans are resilient by design. We're made to overcome adversity, persevere in difficult times, to survive. What we have to do is recognize what's going on, and there's four areas, I think, to restore resiliency and start getting our bounce back.
All right.
Physically, we have to look at our sleep schedule. You don't wait until you feel like sleeping or feel like getting up. Those things can really mess with the clock inside of us, which makes other things difficult. We need to take a look at what we're eating and the amounts, the type of food, the schedule. Because it's very easy when you're unstructured by work or something to just kind of graze all day and never really get any solid nutrition in. It's also important to move our bodies. Go for a walk, take a bike ride, be outdoors. Things that are socially distancing to keep us healthy, but still moving. Mentally, and I think this one is really important, we need to adjust our expectations and criteria for success. You know, success builds us up. It gives us that feeling of accomplishment that feels so good to us and keeps us moving. But right now, we can't check the same things off our list. So we get to restructure that. An example, I love a clear counter. Right now, there's no other place to put the stuff but on that counter. I have to just decide that that's not success or failure. Some of the ways we measure success are different now, so if we just need to give ourselves a break.
And there are two other areas, all right?
Yeah, there's a couple others, socially and spiritually as well. And with socially, you know, it's hard because you can't have people in your house. You know, unless you guys are all quarantining the same way and being careful. But you can reach out to family and neighbors. You can call them. You can drop things off. You can check on them. Taking care of other people makes other people feel better, and it builds you up. You both get healthier. It's also important to be able to ask for help because that allows the other person to feel better about helping you. And then spiritually, you know, when we talk about spiritually, you know, a lot of times people's minds go right to a specific religion, and that's fine. But what we're really saying is take a big step back, because we're not responsible for the world. We can't do everything. We have our own little corner. So take a look at the things you can't change and avoid problem-solving them continuously. Be aware of what you need to do, but we're not going to change the virus sitting in our homes. Politics, the economy, protests, everything is bigger than just one person. But we can get stuck in ruminating over it, and it wears us down. And whenever possible, at times of quiet reflection, prayer, meditation, these things help center us and keep us back in our body and know that things at this moment are exactly okay and as they should be. Because she'll make our lives matter, and we've got to take care of it.
Good information, because I'm guessing a majority of us in the audience need a bounce back in some way or another after all these months. So if you need some help here, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you can always get a hold of Safe Harbor Counseling at 630-466-8657. They are online, too, at safeharboril.com. And we're with you every week at the same time for Your Life Matters. It is with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Flachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth, we will look forward to talking again next week.
Good talking to you, Mike. Thanks for having me.